More music every hour, every day. WIFM. And online at WIFMradio.com.
It's time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great, man.
All right. What have we got in store coming up, for the next few days with the trails?
For the next few days, I just want everybody to get out there and enjoy it, really. We're not digging, we're not hauling, we're not putting any bridges in the next few days. We're just having that quiet week between Christmas and New Year's, and I just want you to enjoy it. You guys could get online and look at Elkin Valley Trails and .org. You could, you know, join us. You know, there's a place to sign up for our volunteer interest sheet. You could fill that out and let us know what you might like to do next year if you want to. We're this last year, of course, you know, we've had a lot of success. We put in about 12 miles of got about 12 miles of trail now. We've got 12 bridges in. We got a 3-mile mountain bike course, and if anybody's been out there and walked the mountain bike course, it is really beautiful. But we're adding another 2 miles to that between now and March. So in January, February, and March 24th. Sign up, and we'll let you know when we're having a work day. No obligations, but if you can come and help, every, you know, light hands makes for easy work. many hands makes for light work. There you go. So we'd love to have you come out and be one of the 4,000 hours of volunteer hours we had last year. Every spade, every shovel full of dirt, or every piece of fence put up or clipped down or bridge drilled in makes it better for the whole community. Wanted to have a few things that are coming up in the next few months that I'll be talking about. in March, the whole Mount the Sea Trail statewide meeting is meeting in Elkin at the Liberty, and that's going to be really cool. We'll have tours, guided tours. They're going to do some wine tours, a beer tour. They're going to do in-town strolls. They're going to do hikes and that sort of thing. But most of their, it's the annual meeting of the Mountain to Sea Trail folks. They like what's happening in Elkin. They want to see it, be a part of it. And you can also, members in the community can sign up and join and participate as well. So that's on our Facebook as well. I mean, our website. Also, the state trails town meeting, the towns around the state that consider themselves to be trail towns, which is one of us, is also going to meet in Elkin. That's the first time, by the way, either one of these two groups has met out of their standard location, so we're excited about that. so we don't have any work for anybody to do this week except to enjoy the trails, go out and look at the decorations, and thank Joe Hicks and the folks who put those things up, Dee, Neil, and so thanks to them. We do have a few thanks. Adrian, Charlie, and Marion Klassen for letting us use their land for the Wells Knob hike and horse area. It's a 3-mile section of trail, and also the mountain bike courses on a good portion of their land. Appreciate them. And these people, what I'm going to say here, you all know them, so if you see them, thank them. Edward Hurt, y'all remember Kate, family. So Edward Hurt's family is allowing us to use their land for our trails. Mike Bovender, Joel Poindexter have all given us easements on their trail. Mark Combs is helping a huge amount. Jerry Burr, huge amount, and easements, and working with us. Cynthia and Jeff Douthat at Grassy Creek. Big thanks out to our commissioner, Eddie Harris, and his brother Phil for allowing us to put the trail on their land, and Eddie and Sheila Sedliff giving us permission to come by their property. Don Alexander and his family, Brian Wilhite and his family, Jonathan Isaacs, we're going to be going over a piece of his land, and Harold Combs this next year. Thank him. Jack Parton and his family, they've done a huge amount to help us. Jamie and Josh Cheek, Janie and Josh Cheek, they've been a huge help. Thanks to them. Kelvin Settle, Warehouser, Vaughn Bassett, the town of Elkin, really a bunch of people, Jim Powers and his family, all have given us easements and rights to pass over their land, which is make all this possible for us. Big shout out to Greg Perdue and Will Gwynn this year for all the help they've given us with machinery, and Joe Walker, equipment they've lent us. And people to drive the equipment and that sort of thing. And really a new member for the last year, Jason Taylor, new member of our board, is leading up the trail, actual trail development with Bob Hilliard. Bob's doing development, and Jason is putting together the work days and work parties. And then finally, Rob Liebert, who is single-handedly, not handedly, mindedly, directed the development of our mountain bike course, and he's going to be directing the next 2 miles we're putting in. We're hoping to extend the rail trail another 0.2 mile next year. We're at the gap where everybody's been out there walk that knows there's a big stone in the middle where you can't go any further. We're going to move that, and we're going to hopefully move the trail on across that and then loop around and go up the creek another mile. So that'll be a lot of fun. How's my time?
I believe we're about there. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. I don't know what to say. It's just really thank everybody. It's pretty amazing what we built in the last few years. And this is all volunteer effort. So if you have a little money at the end of the year you'd like to donate to something that's really making a difference in our community, we'd love to have you come out and volunteer. If you've got a youth group, a scout group, a church group, if you've got a business that wants to do a little volunteer work, you can get in touch with me or anybody on the trails, and we'll get you hooked up and get you a small project or a big project. Really, shout out to PRISM. They've taken a section of the trail they're going to be working on. Really appreciate that. And hope maybe a few other companies will decide they would like to take a section of trail and work on it for, you know, a day or two, or they could do it for a year if they want to, a little bit at a time.
All right.
So it all works off people being willing to give us their discretionary effort. Give it to the community, really. And everybody benefits. I can't tell you the number of people that say that this trail has meant so much to their life, and I'm not kidding, that just out walking and exercising, one fellow's lost 70 pounds. Another found a mentor and friend for life. Another found a whole new set of friends. And it's pretty remarkable what's happening.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Martha Smith, too, for all the quiet, secret little work that she does to make this whole thing work. She's a wizard. So thanks so much, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bill Blackley. And we want to say a special thanks to Salem Oral Surgery. Thanks, Dr. Bill Blackley. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Okay.
See you, man. Bye-bye. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringerman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.